what, how does a stream start? A river, for example. What comes, what's the smallest stream called?
Branch? Maybe brooks. I don't know what to call them. I'll call them branches.
Uh-huh. Are these well?
Big branch and little branch, what I call these here.
What's the difference between a big branch and a little branch?
A little and the smallest. See, they're showing it just head right up here about a, I'll say, not over 3/4 of a mile. While this other one over there, the big branch, it goes on up there about, 2 miles, right at 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big little branch.
And then the branch runs into what?
Well, it empties in the deep fork. This little branch goes into the big branch, and the big branch goes into deep fork.
Mm-hmm. And deep fork is what?
And that's a creek. It empties in the Arkansas River, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a Canadian River? I don't know now. Way off down east there somewhere, I don't know.
Well, what would you call a place where the creek meets the river and the water sort of backs up around there?
Backwater? That's where Robert's Creek doing it. Deep Fork's backing water all over this bottom up here. And it's fairly formed, all going into big lakes now from the water backing in on them. Instead of water coming down the stream, it's coming back up on them.
Did they put a dam down there or something, or just too much silt, huh?
No, where further the water go down below, and it just drifts and filling up below and backing water upstream.
Let's see, we have a branch running into a creek, and then the creek runs into the river.
Yeah.
Do you have those animals, in your swamps around here that croak?
Frogs?
Uh-huh. Are these the big ones?
Bull frogs. I've got them right out here in my pond. Not quite as big as me, but pretty big.
Do you catch them and eat their legs? Or?
Never ate the legs but one time in my lifetime. And I'd soon have them as I have chicken legs.
Yeah. Oh, I hate to clean those rascals though and see that front end crawl away. Mercy.
You fry the front leg and I say fry the whole frog. That old fellow stayed here with me and he said if I'd catch them, why he'd dress them and cook them for me. And I'd always heard that they'd kick in their hot grease.
Mm-hmm.
Kick all around in there and throw the grease out of the skillet. And he said he wouldn't do it. And I went out and caught four. And he cooked the whole frogs. And they were just good eating the chicken meat. And they just like putting chicken in a skillet of grease. And they would kick the bounce or flutter around any more than a beef steak or chicken or bacon or anything like that. They laid still and cooked.
Boy, they're pretty meat, aren't they?
They're good eating all right now. But I wouldn't kill them. I wouldn't dress them at all. I'm too chicken-hearted, I guess.
You're friends, huh?
I won't kill deer even.
Mm.
Deer come right this side of that fence out there in this yard, three of them.
Well, I'll be darned.
Right out through there. And there were four right down here the other morning, and go out over my place, you'll see two, anywhere from two to five, six, or seven.